After an hours-long meeting about the problems the district has encountered on the path to reopening and thanking partners like Columbus Public Health, the mayor's office, COTA, and Smart Columbus, Columbus City Schools Board President Jennifer Adair fired back at the governor.
It's pretty sad, though, that our state government doesn't want to be a partner and instead want to chastise and blame and hold hostage in some ways local school districts when they're just trying to do the best they can. And it's also unfortunate that it is the large, urban, economically challenged districts that are being targeted in this situation.
Columbus announced early in January that they would begin moving to hybrid learning by February 1st, but making that happen has been difficult. So far, career and technical students, students with complex needs, and K through 5 students have begun returning to schools. But 3 schools returned to remote learning last week because of staff shortages, and more may move back this week. And there is still no date for middle and high school students to return because of transportation issues. Transportation Director Steve McElroy says the district has 596 active bus drivers and 77 intervention aides running 531 bus routes. Pre-COVID, the district had 765 drivers for 700 routes. McElroy says given the legal obligation to transport non-district students and the uncertainties of the pandemic, there's very little flexibility.
Transporting our charter school students to school first, and then transporting Columbus City School elementary school students, CTE students, and career tech students absorbs all of our capacity. Also, we have to watch our call-off rate to be transparent. If we exceed 9 or 10% call-off, we're right at that 531 threshold. So we have to work with our staff to make sure they come to work. And they're doing very well at this time, but you know how things can change.
McElroy says 600 CCS families and 800 private school families have opted out of yellow bus service for the time being. The district is sending another needs assessment to families to see if more are willing to provide their own transportation. But he says even if a large number of families are placed on pause, that may not solve the transportation problems because of the large amount of territory covered.
It's safe to say that if we have students removed or paused, that will help us to adjust routing, but we have to see what the data looks like to determine the difference it will make in terms of providing services to additional grade levels.
The issue of adequate staffing is even more complicated and systemic when it comes to having enough teachers and substitutes. Human Resources Director Mike DeFabo says comparably sized districts have a pool of 1,000 substitute teachers. But over the years, CCS's substitute pool has shrunk to 367, even before the pandemic. While the district has increased pay and now provides benefits for substitutes, the situation is still critical. And DeFabo says the situation is not likely to improve for several weeks.
Our preferred model, 100%, is an assigned building sub showing up every single day. What we've heard from our sub pool, what we would consider our day subs, is that they don't want to come back until they get vaccinated.
Superintendent Talisa Dixon says that changes the original plans to reopen schools.
When we were thinking about having 407 subs ready to go in, and then to later find out that some subs like, you know what, I'm not sure, I would rather stay in a virtual space, we did not anticipate that.
Dixon said she was honest with Governor Mike DeWine about the problems the district faced when she signed the pledge that schools would reopen by March 1st. She says 4,000 staff members have been vaccinated and 24,000 students have come back to buildings. More students will come back in coming weeks, but Dixon says doing that safely will take time. I'm Allison Holm, WCBE News.